I saw a couple of historic markers the other day as I moseyed around Hendry County. In Fort Donough, I read about the Second Seminole War. In downtown LaBelle, I saw the site of the town's first bank, built around 1921, a teenage boy's stone's throw from the river. I also learned that the county's name notwithstanding, the real father of LaBelle was one Edgar E. Goodnoe, who died in 1936 with no offspring. Captain Hendry, on the other hand, had 8 children who survived to become adults. His descendants still fill the region. But it was inside the LaBelle Ranch Supply Store that I encountered a monument that took my breath away. There, on the rough paneled wall, next to the price list for 50-pound bags of deer pellets, $12.95, cattle cubes, $10.40, and hog feed, $12.90, there, under the corrugated tin ceiling, hats. Old cowboy hats, mostly, made of straw, leather, or pale felt. In the quietly buzzing glow of fluorescent tubes, I could see they were almost all sweat-stained, sun-bleached, or crumpled, quite possibly hoof-stomped. The hats weren't just on the front wall, either. By the time I'd done a quick finger-counting spin around the place, I was up to 72. And on the brim of each, a small tag bearing a name. Jimmy Long, Dylan Thomas, Joe Cruz, Hardy Rollerson, Joe Peoples. When one of our cattlemen passes, someone in the family brings in his hat for us to put up, the young man behind the counter told me. Mr. Seth Howard, who used to own this store, started it. I imagine many of the store's customers were as flabbergasted as I was the first time they saw the hats, though I do flabbergast pretty easily. On that weekday afternoon, though, no one gave them a second glance while I stood there, stunned. All those lives, the thousands of years of collective experience of cattle, vultures, palmettos, sun. Each of those hats, worn by a man doing the hard work his father probably did too, out under vast southwest Florida skies.